USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, in the news, reports surfaced he might be in grave condition after heart surgery. He is 36 years old. Kim recently missing the celebration of his grandfather's birthday party on April 15th, fueling speculation about his health. He had been seen 4 days earlier at a government meeting. President Trump at the White House daily coronavirus briefing addressing the price of oil, which crashes to a historic low of minus $37 a barrel. This as the Dow drops more than 500 points because of continued coronavirus concerns.
We're looking to put as much as 75 million barrels into the reserves themselves. That would top it out. That would be first time in a long time it's been topped out. We'd get it for the right price.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
To Washington, D.C. now, where Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the administration's coronavirus task force, holding a conference call with governors across the country. He also holds a conference call with FEMA employees, thanking them for all their help during the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Vice President Mike Pence is thanking those who are working around the clock to combat the ongoing coronavirus threat.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the time away from your families. And thank you for the commitment that you're living out here each and every day.
The vice president continues on that conference call with governors at FEMA headquarters.
We are making progress in slowing the spread. We're seeing very encouraging signs, even in hot spots around the country, that cases are leveling and in some cases going down.
That's USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Gas prices across the country on average down more than 4 cents a gallon, the national average at $1.79. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Prices is now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
The coronavirus has caused a major drop in demand for gasoline. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price will drop even more.
Gas prices across the country will likely continue declining as oil prices last week saw a $5 weekly plunge, some 25%, with prices showing little signs of life.
Because of coronavirus, crime down across the country, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
A Bloomberg News analysis study says in 10 major U.S. cities, the crime rate has dropped, especially the incidence of violent crimes such as rape and murder. The study's data was gathered during a 28-day period that ended April 11th. The cities studied included Austin, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. In San Francisco alone, the general crime rate dropped by more than 50% as compared to a month before. The study says one notable exception seems to be car theft, which has spiked in many cities.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.